Okay, well, into podcast number five, and all right, I kind of had a thought on a name. So I was thinking about this, the video, and you can still find them on YouTube from 1963, the NBC, the Talk of Vandalia.
I've seen those videos. Yeah.
So I thought maybe that might be a possibility. We can do that, yeah. So the Talk of Vandalia.
As long as it's not copyrighted. Right. Or,
I don't think it is. That was kind of a thought there. I do want to first off mention our sponsors, F&B Community Bank and Heck Chevrolet, for sponsoring our podcast, as I'm joined by Vandalia Mayor Doug Knabel, and going to talk about a few things that were discussed last night. Vandalia City Council and Mayor wanted to start off some good news on the West Interchange front. It's kind of a step forward and some things you still got to deal with too. A
couple steps forward and one step back. Yeah, so we did get the grant agreement from the state, which, you know, until you actually have the signed agreement, you know, anything could potentially happen. So we received that. So we are good to go, you know, moving forward. Now it officially starts the process for the planning, you know, putting the bid specs together and getting all of that going. That's the good news. You know, we were notified by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. There are, I guess there was some artifacts that have been found in that property. It's a small piece of the property that we will have to deal with. And the way you deal with that is you enter into a covenant not to disturb that property. And so we are drafting that agreement. You know, at some point we'll have to dig into more, literally dig in to see what we're dealing with there. You know, what happens in those situations is you identify where the artifacts came from. You know, in this area, a lot of it's you know, Indian related. So yeah. you work with those organizations, and again, the purpose is not to disturb it. Again, a very small piece of the property, so we should be able to navigate around it. But the good news is we did get the grant agreement. We also, last week, myself, Letitia, Todd Toman met with both Liberty Utilities and Southwestern Electric, who provide, you know, the utilities for that site. You know, the capacity is there. They're excited about, you know, the prospects. So once, hopefully sometime in 2026, when we start seeing, you know, roads and infrastructure going in there, they're on board.
You mentioned last night too, so you have a marketable piece of property there, and maybe time to think about maybe a name for the property a little bit too.
Yeah. I mentioned that, you know, hey, exactly to your point, we have something now. We can put a brochure. We have 115 acres that's going to have infrastructure that's going to be, you know, shovel ready is, you know, that's always a key thing, right? And yeah, we need to do that. We need to market. We threw out the idea of a name. Signage is going to be a part of it. So referred that to the Economic Development Committee. You know, so they're going to work on, you know, throwing out prospects of some naming opportunities. And then again, we'll do signage and just a total marketing package.
And that's one of those things. I mean, it's been worked on for a long time to get to this point. Pretty satisfying, because now you know this is, like you said, it's shovel ready. It's going to be ready to go. You're going to have everything there. That's a big piece to be able to say to a possible developer.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, for 20 years, we've owned the property. You know, it's a farm field. That's what it has been. And now, you know, again, when, you know, you're working with somebody and you're saying, well, we have something, but it's going to be 2 or 3 years before we can, you know, have it, the site ready, then that changes and alters the conversation. You know, we can now say, hey, the time frame is 2026. You know, we can show you what the renderings look like. And, you know, it's a really significant progress forward.
I'm going to ask you about something that you may have absolutely no vote on or anything else, but it was brought up last night, the former Kroger property. Of course, a year ago, you weren't on the council, you weren't the mayor. It came up then for that potentially to be used as storage. But the council said no to changing the changing it to be able to do that. So now the owner of the property's come back and wants to talk about it further. I know that this is one of those things you kind of can look at both sides of it. Just your thoughts. Like I said, you this is something you may never have to vote on or discuss even.
Yeah. So just to make everybody aware, what happened last night is we received a letter from the owner of the property, Mr. Bowman. And he's asking it to be resubmitted to the Planning Commission for the consideration of changing the zoning, you know, to allow storage. What had happened, you know, a year ago, we had some developers out of Centralia who were looking to do that exact same thing there. The Planning Commission had made the recommendation to the council to move forward. The council at that time, because it's my understanding, again, Todd, and you might know better because you were there, but you know, they didn't have the property under option, right? This was kind of all maybe speculation. So it was turned down, and now, you know, we actually have the owner of the property making this request. So as our city attorney said last night, you know, this is probably the right way that it should have been done for consideration in the first place. So what's happening is, yeah, we're referring it back to the Planning Commission. They'll make a recommendation. It comes back to the city for additional consideration. As far as the property itself, yeah, there's definitely two sides of the issue. It's been 20 years. 2005 is when the Kroger facility shut down. And unfortunately, it the property's sat there for that amount of time. That's not good on any building. So ideally, we'd love to see something happen there. You know, for a building to sit vacant for 20 years, the wear and tear, just, you know, it's going to take a significant investment to bring that up. Ideally, you could find retail, you could find office. I think everybody would agree if we could do that. The reality is we have a lot of vacant spaces throughout the city, right? So there are other options, other alternatives. Yeah. So I don't know if I'll end up with a vote. I mean, depends on what the vote is at the council, assuming that the Planning Commission pushes it back. I will say this. I'm excited about the prospect of something happening on that site.
That is the interesting thing about being mayor, isn't it? Because technically, yeah, there's a lot of things that you don't have a say on.
No, council. I break a tie.
Right. Yeah. If there's no tie, you can sit there mute.
Right. Yeah. Things. Well, you know me better now. I've got a hard time sitting anywhere mute. But no, and again, we have a couple aldermen who, you know, expressed their concerns last night. And again, they're well-placed. I mean, they have a vision for what they want down there. And again, I think everybody would love to see retail, office. I mean, it's a great location. It's, you know, it's vital to our downtown. The other side of that coin is it's been 20 years and nothing's happened. And so, there's other members of the council, I think, that are like, you know, if we can get somebody to make an investment, to upgrade the property, we'll take that. We'll take that as a start. So it'll be interesting. The developer or the owner has indicated he's wanting to come to address and talk to the council. So that's probably going to be a July discussion. And, more to come.
Tying into that a little bit, because it was mentioned last night, well, once we have an economic development director, maybe they could help us, you know, spear some things like this. And speaking of that position, you've definitely made some progress.
Yeah, so we met last week, Todd, myself, and Letitia. You know, looked through, we had 10 applicants.
Todd Tillman, by the
way. Todd Tillman, I'm sorry, not Todd Staple, Todd. And, yeah, we, you know, have kind of narrowed it down to, you know, a kind of top choice or two. We are starting the interview process. Had a candidate in town yesterday. More of an informal get to know the city a little bit. Here's what we've got to offer. You know, and then as I told the council last night, you know, I plan to have, we'll have a personnel committee meeting sometime later in June, hopefully, and the full council will be involved in a formal interview process, you know, for most likely the one or two candidates that we land on that we, you know, that think are the best prospects for us. So, yeah, excited about the potential there, and I think we're making nice progress.
It is one of those things when you get a good candidate, you're selling the city a little bit as well to a good candidate.
Oh, absolutely. And fortunately, we have a lot to sell. I mean, you know, on our tour yesterday, I don't want to say too much about it, but I mean, we toured the downtown, and I will say it's very impressive. Again, I just keep going on about everything that's happened in the downtown in the last, you know, 5-6 years and the investments. I mean, that's a great story to tell. And, you know, not to mention the whole, you know, veterans corridor and the whole retail concept out there. So just a lot of great things going on in the city. And I think we're very attractive to a candidate. Again, we just have maybe changed the approach a little bit about how we're going to go about trying to find the person. But again, we have a lot to offer and I'm excited about the potential.
So one area that I know you guys have been keeping your eye on, the water situation in the Shelley Drive area and up in there. So continued some issues coming up on that.
Yeah, so we had mentioned at the last city council meeting we were putting in for our next round of grant applications from the state. You know, we originally were going to do the Randolph Street, the water lines into Randolph Street. For, you know, people have traveled that, they know that when you get to the bottom of the hill by Andy Craig's warehouse, that, you know, that's obviously an issue. Well, because of some potential waterline issues, you know, in that Shelley Drive Thistle area, there was the decision that the next round of grants were going to be in that instead of the Randolph. That's just a decision you have to make. You know, we've talked about that. You have to triage sometimes. Well, you know, we are trying, you know, they're doing a burn at the water plant, trying to address that. The reality is, if this doesn't work, we may have to escalate that a little bit. We may not be able to wait for that next round of funding application. We may have to do something on our own. We referred that to the water committee last night. Alderman Brosman heads that committee up. You know, we have some citizens who have shared some information, shared some pictures. So we're very aware of it. We're on top of it. We're just waiting to see if the burn process works, and then we'll make a decision about the next steps moving forward.
So one other thing you brought up last night, and one thing I was going to kind of touch, I'll touch on that first, but you kind of went through a list of things. Hey, these are kind of hanging out here that we haven't talked about. So you kind of brought up three or four different things just to get everybody kind of rolling on it a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our agenda from an agenda standpoint was pretty light. So what I felt like that gave us the opportunity is, as I'm still learning, you know, I know a lot of these issues have been out there for a while. You know, I just wanted to bring up for discussion. I think we had some really good discussion last night. Was really pleased with everybody's input. You know, and one of them, you know, was the video ordinance. You know, mm-hmm. because before the campaign or before the election, there was, you know, the city has been streaming, you know, the video via Zoom. You know, and then there was some debate about whether the public could have input during that process. Well, it just kind of got tabled. And so I brought it up again last night. And I think the consensus was we want to be as transparent as we can. We, you know, the video conferencing is a good way for people who can't maybe necessarily attend a meeting. Where we're heading is we're going to work on some platform to televise those meetings. You know, Todd, you may be a part of that as well, using your media platform. And it'll be just that. We'll televise. But I mean, if people need to ask questions or have input, you know, they'll still need to come to the meeting because it's just logistically very difficult to do that via conference. But again, we want to be very transparent, and the more information we can get to the most amount of people, the better off we are.
So kind of touched on a few things, and I didn't do this last week, but I do always want to ask you, is there anything you want to touch on, anything you want to hit on?
Yeah. So no, I think, you know, the other thing we talked about last night, just in fact. So I had a question about, we have a planning commission, we have a zoning, you know, and I was coming at it from the, what's the genesis of this? Why, you know, and it was decided that we can really get by with one committee. They're different, but they're very similar. And what the hope is here, so we're going to combine those two committees. It's hard to find people to serve on those. So by combining them, it's going to lower the number of people we need. But it also will streamline the process, because if it goes to planning, then it goes to the council, then it can go to zoning, then go back to the council. By doing this, we're eliminating a step there potentially. And again, it's all about streamlining and making us more efficient.
I know one of the committees, I can't remember which one off the top of my head, one of them had some power to go ahead and make decisions on their own without the council. This would not be the case. It would come back to the council.
Sure, right, exactly. I think the zoning had more power than the planning commission, so to speak. But again, at this point, we're going to kind of combine them, and the ultimate say will lie with the alderman. And that's, you know, the whole point of that. And then we had, a lot of discussion last night about the tourism center. We'll probably go more into that in detail later. But, my question is, what are we doing there? Again, it's a prime piece of real estate. It's an older building. It has a lot of upkeep requirements. We've referred that really to the Building and Grounds Committee. But the consensus was we hope that we're on the cusp of getting an economic development director. And that might be one of the first things that individual takes on when they get seated.
Just made me think of a new poll question.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, but actually, I'd be interested to see that. Yeah. So, And I don't know, we're getting close to the end. I did want to say, we did, you know, we always, well, not always, but often we'll start our meetings with moments of silence for people in the community. We did last night for Bob DiPaolo Sr., a former business owner who passed away. And then also Jack Johnston. You know, Jack, we lost Jack over the weekend. Jack was a former city attorney. Just a pillar of the community, you know, responsible for a lot of the good things you see, especially Kaskaskia College. You know, again, just a very well-respected individual. You know, so we hate to lose people like that in the community. We're just thankful that, you know, we had a pleasure to serve with him. I was in the Rotary Club with Jack for a number of years, and again, real loss to the city, and so our condolences to the DiPaolo family, condolences to the family of Jack, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Jan and her family at this time.
Yeah, and I'll throw in a little bit on that too, because I got to know Jack over the years as city attorney, and then Kaskaskia College, like you said, he was a huge driving force.
Absolutely. Him and Ray Chapel.
Yeah, they were huge to help get that done, and yeah, same thing. Definitely goes out to Jan, who's just a sweet person too. I hate to, you hate it, but at the same time, it's a good time to remember the legacy that a guy like the things that he did for the community.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think that's going to wrap us up on this edition. Appreciate your time, Mayor. And again, like to thank our sponsors, F&B Community Bank and Heck Chevrolet.